Last time on Taverns and Caverns, them sinners that call themselves the Pierce Fire decided they wanted to explore town. I really don't trust them. They look like they're just trouble. But Father Payne says I should. So I will listen, because he is kind and he is wise. Praise Father Payne. After I dropped them off at the local tavern, Stella and Holta got a little bit tipsy. After experiencing divinity, a fine drink, one of our ways to help others change their, help them see the ways of God. But the other two, they're a little bit too nosy for my liking. One of them actually found out the name of our God, Azazel. I shall have to deal with that later. But first, more pressing matters. We found that Yeki. The other acolytes are meeting him outside of town. So, here's the Purifier's last chance to see if they're with God or with sin. And if they're with sin, I shall have to punish thee. Or my name isn't Brother Lionel Faust. Episode 92, Infiltrating Miyazu.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. This is your Dungeon Master Haphazard DM. And last time on Taverns and Caverns, the party had entered the town of Miyazu, and they had found out how ridiculous Rastlerism really is. Most of the town has become followers to this new religion in Ashai. And during their time in Miyazu, they found out that there was a Tiger Yeki that is currently wanted in town for attacking some of the villagers and acolytes of Rastlerism. And when they found that out, they also found out some information from a random villager in a tavern about one of the names in the Book of Rastlerism that the villager did not want the players to discuss too much. And that name was the name Azatul. And I'm only bringing this up because that name is important. So don't forget about that name, listeners. And after the scene at the tavern, we do remember that Stella and Hota did drink some of the alcohol there, and they both failed their checks, their saves. So they both are hindered and have disadvantage on mind-altering effects for the time being. So, Rob and Bri, don't forget about that. And we ended the episode with the players rushing out of Miyazu because they found out a group of acolytes and a cleric found the Tiger Yeki. And he was surrounded with one of the acolytes' necks in his hand and another acolyte on the ground unconscious. And the other acolytes and cleric were yelling at him. The party showed up to try and interfere with the situation. Hota had stepped forward, and that is where we ended the last session. And with that, we'll go ahead and start this session. So, Hota, you were stepping forward towards the Tiger Yeki. Remember, he has one of the acolytes in his, or at least the throat of one of the acolytes in his hand. He's squeezing tightly. That acolyte in his hand is, you can tell, is about to go unconscious. His eyes are rolling back into his head. And the Tiger Yeki, he is looking up at you. He looks pissed. What are you doing as you step up?
Yeah, that guy's getting throttled, but I'm not really worried about him. All right, now, I got them to back off a little bit. Listen, what's really going on? I'm not here to capture you or anything. I'm just trying to speak low, all right, so the others don't hear the other acolytes.
And you did ask for everyone to step back so you can speak to him one-on-one. So the others around you did step back. Now, granted, you're still, you know, within a decent distance from the other, so if you spoke normally, they could still hear you. But if you're whispering, it's going to be much harder for them.
Yeah, I'm speaking low. Hearing.
So as you say that, he shifts his eyes towards the cleric, which is the only acolyte here. Well, technically, the only cleric here with heavy armor. All the acolytes have light armor or medium armor on, so they don't look as threatening as the cleric. But his eyes shift from the cleric back to you, Hota, as he squeezes onto the acolyte's throat even tighter, and he just stares at you.
Are you against me or with me?
Now, listen, I saw that Star Wars movie. We ain't doing absolutes. I'm definitely not against you. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Good. Because if you are against me, I have the high ground.
Yeah, he didn't say that. But you said Star Wars. So, but he looks at you.
We can't talk here. Whatever we talk about, they'll inform their boss man, Rassler Payne.
No, I gotta get rid of these guys somehow. Mayhaps I can tell them I'm bringing you in, but I'm not.
Who are you really?
Purest Fire. Hotelube.
What is Purest Fire? A purifier?
Yeah, a purifier, but we call ourselves Purest Fire. You get it.
Not in cahoots with Rassler, then.
Never.
Good.
He looks back, or he shifts his eyes back towards the cleric and looks at you, Hota.
What about your friends back there?
They're making sure I don't do anything stupid and get us all caught.
There's only one way out of this. You know it.
What, bringing them all down?
Absolutely. If you really are on my side, prove it.
So long as none of them get away. I have to talk to the old group, see if we can get a... Well, we can get the initiative on them.
The cleric speaks up.
What are y'all talking about? Hurry up! Stop whispering! You're making me nervous.
He's making me nervous. I'm trying to talk him off a cliff. Alright. What do you want me to do?
He whispers to you.
Go back to your friends and tell them the plan. Again, there is only one way out. You help me, I help you. Easy as that.
You got it. Give me a few moments. He's going to go back to the group. He's inching back like he doesn't want to get hurt.
All right.
He tells him the plan. So now we don't really have very many options about this. What do you think?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You best get to knowing.
If it's the only way out, you know I'm down.
If we go back with him, Rassler Payne's gonna know. How are we gonna?
Well, we can take out the acolytes.
Well, then he's definitely gonna know.
Nah, if none of them get away.
Well, that's true. He might think it's Toriaki.
Exactly. They'd be none the wiser about us.
The cleric looks over at the group.
All right, what's going on? What did he tell you? Are you going to help us bring him in for the reward or not? If not, get out of our way and we'll take him into custody ourselves.
Ooh, bossy boots.
They kind of bossy. I think I want to take him out first.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
All right, so who are we taking here? I want to get the cleric, get those guys over there.
We're just going to kill them?
I mean...
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, you can.
I mean, I wasn't thinking that. I was just going to knock him out, but if that's what you're down,
you know. But they're going to wake up and know. Like,
you don't have a Sheena here to kill, so I mean...
I mean, if you're into that, I'm gonna start walking towards the cleric. I got a plan to take down this Toraki.
Oh boy!
Oh, so you're walked up to the cleric.
I'm walking towards the cleric. I think I'm gonna take him down. It's getting real close to him.
I see. So he didn't give you any peaceful options then. Such a savage beast.
Here, savage. I'm just going to go ahead and just draw my blade and aim it towards Taraki. But I'm actually... You know the plan, all right?
everybody roll initiative.
I'm going to need some people to get in the position before I, do something I don't want to regret.
So, everyone go ahead and roll initiative. Oh, one second. Let me... Oh, y'all been with that crit initiative, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So All right. Bri, Stella with an 18. Very nice.
Let's roll this initiative here. Oh, thank God.
All right. Hota with a 23 and Roy with a 12. Roy, why are you last?
He's not very dexterous.
Roy, stop it. All right. So let me go ahead and roll for the enemies. Oh, my. They got an 11. And I'll make a roll for our good friend Toraki because he might do shit. Oh, he rolled a 4. So he's really waiting for you guys to see what you guys do.
All right.
So it's going to be Hota, Yome, Stella, Roy, Toraki, and enemies. Not Toriaki, Felicia. Toraki.
Tori is bird. Little fried bird.
Little fried bird.
Sounds good.
Burb. All right, well, that's funny because Hota, you are first. So technically, they still think, you know, they're waiting for to see what you are doing. They're not, I don't want to say they're not distrusting of the party right now, but they, you know, they're not letting their guards down completely.
Now, maybe I'm a blade at Toraki.
Right. And remember, the acolytes and the cleric have their weapons drawn already. So it's not like they're going to be surprised to a certain extent. Like, if you do attack them, that will surprise them, but you're not going to get like a free round on it. So,
right.
But all right. So Hota, what are you doing? As you're aiming your blade towards Toraki, look, he shifts his eyes towards you and, you know, he doesn't know who you are. So he doesn't know if you're trying to play games or if you really are going to help him, but he's just staring you down as you do so.
And I do look shifty.
The cleric looks over at Hota. Ah, good. You've chosen the right path. May God bless you on this day. You'll be paid well for helping us bring in this thug.
Oh, you got that right. Let God strike him down. He's gonna attack the cleric.
God damn! God damn! All right, so you're on a 22, so that What's is gonna the- hit. And I'll allow you to have your sneak attack because, I mean, he is ready for battle, but, you know, he wasn't expecting you to attack him right away or anything. So you get sneak attack damage. So roll your damage on that.
We're going to roll that. And here's the 3d8 sneak attack.
God damn!
Oh, yeah. God damn!
That is 26 points of damage all together with your sneak attack.
Wait.
He said, wait.
Oh, okay. I wrote that wrong. Oh, it's 3d6.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. I was like, wait.
Okay. Right. 20 points total. That's more.
All right.
Brad Clark sweating, bro. He's sweating like Eddie R in that illustration, bro. All right. So, total of 20 points. 11 slashing with your scimitar and 9 sneak attack damage. So how do you sneak him as you... I mean, he's not down, but he's hurt.
I point my blade toward Toraki, and then I shift the blade towards the cleric, bringing it down vertically.
And he's wearing heavy armor. As you cut into his heavy armor, you see some of the blood from his body is drawn with your sneak attack, and he looks over at you, holding onto his side where you hit him. Traitor!
I do
kill them all!
I do have an offhand with my dagger, don't I?
What's that?
I do have my dagger attack, too.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I'm just going to go ahead and stab with it.
Damn.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and do 6 on that.
All right, so 6 more damage. 21 will definitely hit. So a total of 26 damage with both attacks. So as you stab him with your dagger, he looks at you. His eyes are widened. He's not down, but he begins to cough up some blood. Ooh, traitor!
Right, pipe down.
All right, do you move anywhere? The others quickly look at you, and they all begin to aim their weapons towards the party.
We're going to do, what is that? What's it called? No, it ain't uncanny dodge. What is it called? Cunning action. There we go.
That's a bonus action, right?
Oh, never mind. That's right. I just used that, didn't I?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we're staying right here.
All right. Yo, man, you see Hota just wallop the fuck out of the cleric. What are you doing? It is your turn.
She rolls her eyes and whips out
rolls her eyes.
Because, once again, we're doing this shit. whips out this her cat and debate kosher. Club. Yeah. Whips out that debate club. I'm gonna go... Can I go behind this guy?
Yeah, the cleric closest to you. Yes. He's currently looking at Hota right now, so...
Actually, wait, hold on. How far...
That they kind of draw the eyes.
Nah, I'm trying to decide if I should help Hota because he's about to get surrounded. But I don't think I can go that far. Where the heck is my sheet?
No, you have 30 movement speed.
Yeah, I can't quite make it. Oh no, I can make it.
It's that time again, adventurers. We have more breaking information just for you. So how many of you are either planning to or are currently working on your health and wellness? Do any of you find it difficult or even boring to do so? If so, then I've got just the pick-me-up to fuel your body and mind so that you can continue in on your adventures. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. So you're probably wondering, what do I love most about Liquid IV? Well, for one, it comes in convenient packaging that allows me to take it on the go. Not only can I bust it out at any moment, it makes me feel buffed and ready to take on any challenges that come my way. Think of it as a potion that helps increase your endurance. Who doesn't like being buffed? Just ask Rogar. Oh yes, I love being buffed. If you're someone who requires good taste, don't you worry. Liquid IV comes in plenty of different flavors that is guaranteed to quench your thirst. Tropical Punch, Watermelon, and Acai Berry are just a few of the flavors that you'll have access to. It contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. So what are you waiting for? Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TAVERNSCAVERNS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TAVERNSCAVERNS at liquidiv.com. And now we continue our adventure.
All right, I'm going to go... I lied. I'm going to go behind this one.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass that guy. I'm going to run past that guy.
So he'll get an attack of opportunity on you if you do that.
Why? Why couldn't I take a little bit of a roundabout?
Well, if that's how you do, then you can do that. I just...
Yeah, I walk around him.
Okay.
Take a long way around. I'm not going to let him get an attack on me.
Okay. Okay,
I'm just trying to tank some damage for Hota.
All right, so you have advantage because Hota's on the opposite end of him.
No, okay.
So if you're attacking, that is.
Well, yeah. Obviously. I have. Oh, do I want to waste stuff on these guys? No, I'm just going to bonk him.
Damn, they aren't worthy of you wasting your spells. God damn.
Bait club.
19 will hit. Deal your damage for 6 bludgeoning damage. You take your freaking debate club and you smack it along the back end of the acolyte for 6 points of damage.
This guy doesn't even know what's going on. I just whack him in the
head. I know. His helmet begins to shake and his head is ringing and he looks over his shoulder. You bitch!
Damn.
That was rude.
I mean, you just fucking tried to kill him.
Bludgeon this man with a mace.
Right.
I mean.
Trying to get him brain damage.
Is that it, yo man?
Do I have a bonus action? Probably fucking not. I never have any goddamn bonus actions.
For clerics, it's mostly going to be a spell or something, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking. One action. I could heal somebody. We don't need to do that.
No, everyone's full health right now.
Are we full spells? We rest?
Yeah, y'all rested. Yeah, you're good to go.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not wasting my spells on these motherfuckers.
That's what, see? That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think, because you don't know what we're about to get into. So
you're getting meleeed, huh?
I'm good for now. I was thinking about spiritual weapon, but
okay. All right. Well hold Stella, on. You see Yome, she walks around the closest acolyte to another acolyte.
He didn't even see me. I was like Naruto.
It smashes Naruto that shit. What is Stella doing?
Stella is going to run up to the closest acolyte in front of her and go, okay.
Hello.
And pull out a rapier and just kind of slash him right in the patella.
God damn! 22. You guys are rolling high as fuck. 12 piercing. Oh my god. So you slash him in his patella for 12 points of damage. He drops to one knee. As you can see, you just draw blood from his leg. And almost to the point where you can see part of his patella. He drops down. Oh! Bastards! You'll pay for this!
It's a little cooler down here where I'm at, though, right?
Damn. With him being on one knee, he's about your height now.
She's patronizing him and talking shit. And that is my turn.
God damn! All right, Roroy, you see your allies doing what they typically do? Fucking drawing first blood. What are you doing, Roroy?
Man, I can't believe I'm saying this, but really miss fighting Yaksha right now. So much simpler. He's going to use his firebolt to the acolyte that is behind Taraki on top of that cliff.
All right. He's got a crossbow, so that's a good target to go for. He's on that cliff with a crossbow, so make your attack. 12 to hit. Does the 12 hit the acolyte? The 12 will not hit. You need a 13.
Oh, shit.
So you shoot a fireball up at the acolyte. He has seen what your other allies have done, and he just jumps to the side, dodging, sweating, as the firebolt fires past his head. He looks at you, and he points both of his fingers at his own eyes, and he points down at you, Roroy, with his crossbow ready.
There's I'm watching you.
Yup.
Evil yep. Monkey.
Roroy, do you do anything else?
Roroy, you would rather fight Yaksha than these punk ass acolytes?
It's just simple. It's a simple bad person to kill and all that stuff. His memorialities are getting questioned right now. He feels bad for trying to kill people.
You trying to kill people?
Punk weapons were drawn first. No,
yeah, that.
Punk ass acolytes. We are disciples of God.
Oh God.
He's going to move up though, away from this bush. He's going to move up 20 feet, just straight up past this bush.
All right. So with that, it is going to be Toraki's turn. He's watching you all just attack the living hell out of these acolytes. He does not feel bad for them whatsoever. He despises wrestlerism. So he tightens his grip even more on the acolyte in his hand. And that acolyte was already going unconscious. He drops that acolyte and he looks over his shoulder at the acolyte that's on the cliff that you just attempted to attack. And you can see Tiger Yeki Toraki. He's going to rush up towards the cave near the cliff. And he's going to make an athletics check. All right, he has a 6. So, he's going to do something. He's going to spend one of his key points. He is a monk in order to dash this. So, and it doubles his jump distance. So, you can see him running. And instead of attempting to climb, as he's about to try and climb it, he realizes the cliff is still a bit wet from the prior day. From rain, so he is going to instead use his key to jump up, doubling his jumping speed, onto the cliff, at least the ledge above. And he steps next to the acolyte with a crossbow, and that's all he's going to do at this point. It is now the enemy's turn. The cleric looks at you, Hota. Kill them! Kill them all! And with that, the cleric is going to cast a spell. He touches his chest, and he's casting Cure Wounds on himself. And he heals himself for 4 points of damage. And that's all he's got for now. The acolyte with the crossbow next to you, Hota, to your left, he's going to step back away from you and Yome, and he's shooting up at you, Hota.
All right. He
rolled a total of a 15. Will that hit you?
Yep, that hits.
So you will be taking 6 points of piercing damage.
I can't he dodge.
Ew.
gonna lean back like Neo and take half that.
Why'd you say it like that?
I know.
Oh, y'all like that?
No.
Uncanny dodge.
Uncanny dodge.
He's on his way to RuPaul's. Don't judge him.
All right. The acolyte in front of Yome, he's looking at you, Yome. He's got a club out.
You damned beast of a bitch. I'll kill you.
Is he being racist?
Yes, he is, because he don't like you.
Oh, wow.
He is being racist. He's an asshole. Fuck him.
Let's kill him.
He wrote a total of a 16. I don't know if that hits you.
It does not. Oh, you racist piece of shit.
He swings his club at you, and you're able to either dodge or block it. Stella, the guy that's on his knee who's hurt, he takes his club. Again, these acolytes, think of them as like just regular dudes in robes. Think of like the Seven from the episodes of Game of Thrones where they just walk around with clubs, spiked clubs and robes. Yep. That's what these acolytes are. The cleric is the one in armor. So this acolyte swings his club at you, Stella. I rolled a 14. Does that hit you?
Nope.
Damn, you dodge as well. The acolyte closest to Roroy, on the right of you, Roroy, he sees everything that's going on, and he rushes at you, Roroy, swinging his club at you. In the name of God! And I rolled a fucking one. As he swings his club, Roroy, you're able to dodge or block it as well. The acolyte near the cave entrance that Toraki just passed, he sees Toraki go up the cliff. He's like, fuck that. And he's going to go to the closest person that he can get to, which is Roroy, I believe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, he can't make it to you all the way, but he's coming towards you, Roroy. And the acolyte next to Toraki, he looks over at Toraki fucking terrified as he turns. He's going to try and get away from him. So Toraki will get an attack of opportunity because he does have a crossbow. He doesn't want to attempt to use it with a guy right next to him. So Toraki gets a free attack of opportunity. Will that hit? That will miss. So the acolyte dodges out of Taraki's swipe, and he is going to shoot at Toraki. And he rolled a 9. He will miss. That's the end of the round. So it is round 2. Hota, it is your turn. What are you doing?
Hota's going to... He saw him heal himself, so he's going to go ahead and apply the stab again with the scimitar this time.
A 15 will hit.
Oh, yes. It does.
7 points of slashing damage. You almost negated all of his heal.
And we're going to... Yeah, we're going to go ahead and just bring out the dagger again. Let him have it.
16 will hit.
There you go. For the watch.
Oh! For 8 points of damage, the cleric is stumbling back. He's bleeding from under his armor. He's about to drop to his knees. He is really hurt. He's not down, but you can tell that motherfucker's hurt. He's hurt!
I tell you, God, I sent you.
God! Help us, my lord. Not like this!
I don't know, well, you'll be seeing him pretty soon. You can ask him directly.
Damn.
God damn. Anything else, or are you done?
Nah, that's it.
All right. Yoma, it's your turn.
This guy's not, like, hurting, right? He's only got 16. No, I'm still just going to hit him. Well, am I? I'm a poison spray him.
God damn!
Jeez.
All right.
Well, I mean...
Gonna give him the Tajiri.
He's got to do a Constitution saving throw.
Okay. I rolled a 1. The dice, the monster die, is not on my side today.
They ain't monsters.
That's true. They ain't.
They're nobodies.
I get to roll
2d12. God damn.
It says, yeah, fifth level 2d12. Oh, yeah. 11th level goes up. Yeah.
Yeah, you are fifth level. He takes 9 points of poison spray damage as you spray.
So rolled like shit, so it's fine.
As you spray his face with a poison like mist, you can see he holds onto his face as he's screaming as parts of his skin is melting from the poison.
A little touch of Isundra for him.
A little touch of Isundra, that melty brain magic shit.
Yeah. You
know, speaking of Isundra, I don't know if you guys listened to it or not, but the recap for the current episode that was released, I think you guys will appreciate, because it has two characters from season one talking about the shit you guys are getting into.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, I ended up hearing that this morning.
All right, anything else you have, man?
No, that's it.
Okay. Stella Bogan.
He's still up though, right?
Yeah, he's hurt though. He's fucking hurt. Okay.
Is this peasant still on his knees?
Yes, he is. And also, keep in mind, if you ever want to like an idea, I mean, I'll say he's hurt when he's hurt, or he's all right, or he's still healthy. Like, if you roll medicine checks, I can give you a little bit more detail about how hurt they are, but I can't tell you what their exact HP is. But yes, he's still on his knee. He's bleeding from his leg, Stella.
Hmm. And she puts her hand under his chin.
And now are you ready to talk nice to me?
The Lord will punish you for what you've done to me!
You said something nice, man.
2 21s. 8 piercing damage. That's just enough to knock him down. Do you knock him out or do you kill him?
I knock him out.
All right. You take your rapier and you just take the blunt end of your handle and you just
hit him in the side of the head.
The side of the head. He falls unconscious. Anything else, Stella?
I'm going to move Barbara Roy so he doesn't get jumped.
He's about to get jumped.
And that'll be my turn.
Okay. Roy, you're up.
All right. I was thinking about using Shatter.
Ooh. Where are you casting? Because remember, that potentially hit your allies, depending on where.
Yeah, I was going to try to get the one just right next to me.
So you can get technically the two of them if you cast it far out to the top right. North.
Okay.
You can get both of them technically. So they have to make spell save throws. Yep. Constitution, I think. Or is it? Yeah, Constitution.
Yeah.
So one rolled an 8. That's a fail. One rolled a 16. So the one closest to you passed. The other failed. So the one that passed will take half damage, I believe. Yes, okay. Half damage. So 3d8 damage.
All right. I think it already wrote it. 16.
16. Okay. So the one that failed, he takes a shitload of shatter damage. That painful noise starts ringing throughout his ears. His ears begin to bleed out as he's holding onto his head. And the one next to you only took half, so that's 8 damage. He's not as hurt.
Hey, but what's the matter? You don't like the voice of God?
He can't hear you. His head's ringing. Is that it, Roy?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Taraki's turn. He just rushes up to the acolyte that he was next to earlier, and he's going to go all out. He is a monk, so he's going to use his standard action to do 2 unarmed strikes. So let's see here. The first will hit. The second will miss, but he'll use a key point to get 2 extra attacks.
Nice.
So 2 will hit for 15 bludgeoning damage. You can see he's up there. He's like, if anyone's watched the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy movie, there's a fucking scene where a monkey jumps off the ship and starts clawing the fuck out of this lady's face. It is the most hilarious fucking thing ever. But that's what Taraki is doing to this acolyte right now. He is just piecing them right now with his hands. All right. The enemy's turn. The cleric in front of you, Hota, he's looking at you. You dare? You dare defy God's law? And he is going to cast a spell on you. Hota, I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
All right.
By the might of the Lord!
I've seen Hocus Pocus. Can't cast a spell on me.
He attempts to cast Sacred Flame on you. You rolled a 22 on your dexterity saving throw. You succeeded, so you take no damage. Basically, as he casts Sacred Flame, he attempts to summon radiant flame-like energy on you, but you're able to dodge it. And he looks at you. Oh! The acolyte behind you, Hota, in front of Yome, he's looking at Yome.
How dare you defy the act of the Lord? I'm not done yet.
15, is that hit you, Yome?
Nope.
God damn. All right, he misses. The acolyte with the crossbow furthest from Hota, he is going to shoot at you, Hota. Hit you right. Before. I rolled an 18. I think that hits you.
Yep.
He is going to deal 4 points of piercing damage.
He's going to lean back like Neo. It's going to pass and graze his chest. He's going to take half of that.
All right. Roy, the one next to you, swings his mace. I rolled a 16. Will that hit you?
No, that will not.
God damn! All right, the acolyte that's next to you, Stella, you just came up next to, he looks over at you and he swings his mace at you. Oh, my fucking God. I rolled a 1. He misses. The acolyte next to Turaki, he is sweating his boots. He takes his crossbow. He's just going to fucking try and shoot at Turaki with a disadvantage. That's a 5. And Turaki just dodges easily. He ain't getting away. Round 3, Hota.
Oh, you're trying to cast a spell on me, were you? Why don't you go ahead and just throw down your arms and surrender yourself? What do you say?
The Lord is on our side.
Yeah, God! I thought you'd say that.
Damn.
How do you do it? 9 points of slashing damage.
He uses the blunt end of the blade. Sorry, he's going to hit him with the pommel. He's just going to bring it down on his head, like so.
As you do, as he's saying, God is on our side, you knock him out as he's mid-sentence.
Yeah, go ahead and rest it off. Sleep it off, buddy. He's going to look towards the dude with the crossbow, side-eyeing him.
All right. Anything else?
In fact, he's going to move over there, actually.
The one behind you,
hey, how you doing?
Will get an attack of opportunity if you decide to. Okay. He will attack you. He sees you trying to get away. That's a 14.
Miss.
All right. You're able to dodge his swing. Yome. This guy is hurt. You've clubbed him. You've poison sprayed him.
I bonk him.
All right. 14 will hit. You only need a 13. For 6 points of damage, that's one more point than you needed. So how do you do it?
I just swing it like a bat.
God damn. Violent as hell.
He was being racist.
That's true. He is a little punk ass bitch. Fuck him.
Much like Nazis, this is how you deal with them.
This is how you deal with Nazis.
I've seen Inglourious Bastards.
Yes, I have. All right. So he drops to the ground unconscious. Do you move anywhere?
Yeah, I'll move next to Stella.
Okay. Stella, it is now your turn.
She looks at the acolyte right in front of her, and she goes,
now will you surrender, or will you meet the same fate as your brethren? It's been a long morning. You have choices.
He's sweating. He's looking at you. He's looking around. He sees the cleric has been knocked down, as well as two other of his allies. He looks back at Stella. High Priest Rassler, he'll find out what happened here and deliver divine justice. I cannot fail the Lord. I am a true devotee.
That's a shame. I don't even think he knows your name.
Oh.
Oof, a 9 will miss.
She swings lazily.
Look, man, it ain't gotta be like this.
Why do you fight against the Lord? God is on our side. Why do you fight against God?
Roy, why do we fight against God?
Stella's like rubbing the bridge of her nose between her eyes. Like, she's very stressed. She's just very over the town of Miyazu.
Facts.
Anything else, Stella, before we move to Roroi? All right. Roroi.
He's going to go with the Thunder Gauntlets with the one right in front of him.
Okay. Need a 13. 22 will fucking hit for 11 fucking points of fucking thunder damage. As you deck the fuck out of his face, he drops to the ground prone. He's got one HP left. That's all I'm going to say. He falls to the ground.
Well, coming with the extra attack.
All right, he's prone, so you have advantage. He's prone.
Oh.
So you have advantage.
Ooh.
One HP, you could just punch him without a Thunder Gauntlet, Roroi.
Stomp him out.
22 for 6 thunder damage. How do you do it? You kill him or you knock him out?
Just hit him with the 2-piece combo.
Double tap.
Yeah, double tap.
All right, as he drops prone to the ground, he goes, ugh! And he looks up at you. No! And you just knock the fuck out of him as if you were a wrestler himself, just beating his ass. He goes unconscious. Anything else for Roy?
He is going to surround this other acolyte right on the other side of Yome.
Okay, giving her advantage. Mm-hmm. All right, it's Taraki's turn. He is going to make his 2 attacks, and one will hit. He deals 9 points of bludgeoning damage. You see Taraki knocks the acolyte of the crossbow out the top of the cliff. He punches him, grabs him by the neck, lifts him up, and slams him into the ground. He is gone.
Mm.
And he just looks over at the rest of you. He just folds his arms. He's watching. And that's it. Enemies. There's only 2 left. The acolyte that's surrounded by Yome, Stella, and Roroi, and the acolyte next to Hota. The one next to Hota, he looks at you, Hota. He's going to try and cast a spell. He holds out his hand. By the god, sacred flame! Make me another dexterity saving throw.
Alrighty.
A 15. You needed a 15. So, you passed. He does nothing to you. He sees what's going on, and he's going to turn and attempt to run away. You get an attack of opportunity if you decide to hit.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Oh, come on. Now where are you going?
A 12. You need a 13.
Oh.
So.
She's slippery. Get him.
He's running. Try and get away.
Gone.
Rassler must know about this. He fucking starts booking it. The other acolyte that's stuck between the three of you, he swings his club violently around him, hoping to hit somebody. I rolled a 14. I'm assuming that misses you, Stella.
Yes.
He misses. And even he sees his other friend, the only other ally that's still conscious, begins to run. Don't leave me! I'm coming too! You all get attack of opportunity if you want. He's trying to run as well.
Oh, he is upset.
Y'all hit. How did all three of you knock him out or kill him? You all hit him.
Again, I swing lazily as he flails by me.
Just Stella. Hold out the bat.
He runs into your weapon himself, knocking himself out. He drops to the ground in front of you three. Unconscious. Out.
Hota, you gotta pursue, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Can't let him tell.
All right, Hota, it's your turn. You see the last acolyte? He is trucking it, bro.
Hota is gonna go after him. Oh, come on back here. I just want to take a little off the top.
Not a little off the top.
Yeah, he's gonna dip after him.
All right.
He's gonna attack him.
Okay. Make me that attack roll. Oh!
Yeah, I thought you liked that.
That's a crit!
Yeah, let's go ahead and take all that. Yeah, a little bit of that too.
All right, so that's, oh my goodness, 14 points of damage. So you rush behind him and you just stab him in the back. He's not down, but he is bleeding out. He is hurt. Anything else, Hota?
Yep. He's going to stand over him after he takes his scimitar out of his back. And he's going to, well, stab with the dagger. Now go ahead and take this.
Oh!
Roll your damage.
Mm.
Oh, that's one more than you needed. He had 6 HP. You rolled a 7. How do you do it?
Takes the scimitar out, inserts the dagger instead.
Remember, like, close your eyes. It's getting ugly.
Oh, you have to run.
As he's attempting to run, you stop him in his tracks, and he drops to the ground, bleeding out. And as that happens, you all look around, and you notice that all the acolytes and the cleric are unconscious on the ground, bleeding out. What do you guys do? Taraki's just on top of the cliff. His arms are folded as he's watching you guys. He's going to walk towards the cliff, the edge of the cliff.
Does he like us now? Are we cool to him?
Possibly. So what do you guys do? As he's coming up towards the cliff, he has his arms folded. He's looking down at you guys. He now, truthfully, has the high ground.
Well, Hope's going to drag back that acolyte by the foot and throw him with the others.
So as you do so, the other three of you, are you guys sheathing your weapons? Or how are you guys going into this interaction with Taraki at this point? He's not leaving you guys. He's just looking down at you guys momentarily, waiting to see what you guys will do before he attempts to speak.
I'm cheating.
Oh, looks at him.
Well, out with it.
As his arms are folded. Again, he is a monk, so he fights with his hands and feet. He's a well-built Tiger Yeki. You can see he's got a vest on with no shirt under it, so you can see his abs and his muscles. He's fit as fuck.
Makes Nomu look like nothing.
He's just folding his arms over his chest. Not bad. Throw them all in the cave. I have an idea. We don't want them telling the others now, do we?
I suppose not. You ain't trying to eat them, are you?
He walks back and grabs the acolyte behind him on top of the cliff. He throws the acolyte down onto the ground.
Damn.
Of course not. I am a disciple of Nimwa. Why would I eat these people? I'm not a fiend.
Oh, no, you were asking to throw him in the cave. I ain't know your intentions. He's going to drag the cleric and the acolyte by the foot. So throw them in the cave.
All right, so as you guys begin to put them into the cave, Taraki comes around to the top of that cave entrance. It's a very small cave. It's not anything to write home about. But he's standing over top of the entrance of the cave now, and as he waits for you all to throw all the acolytes into the cave, you can see he begins to meditate. He places both of his hands together as if he was praying. And as he does so, you see he lifts his hands and you can see he uses some of his ki energy and he begins to punch the ground that he's standing on, and it begins to crumble some of the ground beneath him, and he drops a bunch of that ground and rock from above onto the entrance of the cave, trying to block them in for the most part. And as he's done doing that, he's going to jump down. And he comes towards the group.
This will buy us some time. It'll take them quite some time to get out of there. Come, it is not safe here. Follow me if you wish to speak.
And he just begins to walk away. Follow him or not, he's walking away. Do you guys follow him? Or?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, we're probably going to need some friends after this.
Yep.
So as the party follows Taraki, he leads you away from the cave, and he takes you further into the forest around Miyazu, where you're currently in, and you find yourselves heading north a little bit, and then northwest a bit, and eventually you come across a peaceful stream, and along the stream in the woods, there is an old abandoned wooden shack. It looks decrepit. It's seen better days. It's been abandoned for quite some time now, and it's not that big. It's probably about 10 by 10, nothing fancy. and he steps up towards the shack next to the stream. I don't have a map for this, so just we'll just use our imaginations as always. But he steps up to the shack and he looks at the rest of you turning around with his arms still folded.
We'll hide here for now. I was using that cave as well as the shack as my hiding places. They don't know about this one yet. So, tell me, why are you here in Miyazu?
So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons & Dragons. With three of the four players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun, and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TAVERNSCAVERNS, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign.
Go ahead, tell him, Bro Roy, why are we here, Miyazu?
Why me? I was told to stay quiet.
All right, fine. We're here to take down Rassler.
He raises an eyebrow at you, Hota.
You're here to take down Rassler. Who is your beneficiary?
A sweet little plum named Mizuno Omari.
Mizuno Omari. Can't say I know the name of that person.
Good. Less suitors.
Who is Mizuno Omari, and why has she sent you to Miyazu?
Well, she's kind of angry at, you know, how they handle the Yaksha. They want to know how they're doing it so fast. And she's a shrine maiden.
And it's blasphemous.
You have that right. Enemies of Rassler are allies of mine. Rassler Payne is no true man of God, at least not the gods of Ashai. You've seen how they work. Have you been to Miyazu?
Unfortunately.
He shudders when he says it.
I'm gonna take that as a yes. Didn't like what you saw, did you?
It was weird.
Indeed. He looks at Yome. You look like a shrine maiden. How did it make you feel? Did you see what they did to the shrine? They defiled it with their Rasslerism god.
It's disgusting. I don't know who they think they are.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I am Taraki. I am a monk that lives in Miyazu, but I am currently wanted, as you all heard the cleric say. I don't believe a goddamn word that comes out of that man's mouth about God this and God that. I am a disciple of Nimwa. The Omnikami guides my path, not God. Whatever lord and religion that they're trying to share is dubious. You saw the people of Miyazu if you were there. Most of the residents of Miyazu followed the Omnikami. For them to just disregard the Omnikami and follow this new god within less than a month? Impossible. Something suspicious is going on there, and I'm trying to find out what it is. My sister Torami, did you see her in Miyazu? She's my twin, looks just like me.
Was her in the church.
She was in the church, the shrine. What was she doing? Did you speak with her?
No, she was being led to a back room.
Were any others with her?
Some guy that was getting hanged, and Rassel was roughing him up with a two-piece crispy chicken. No sides.
She was willingly following. Is that it? Or was she subdued and forced to follow?
She was walking on her own accord, but who's to say what was behind that?
Interesting. My sister Tarami is more of a untrusting individual than I am. She can usually sniff out the poison within someone's soul before me. She wasn't for this Rasslerism when they first came, very skeptical, as we all were. But to see her succumb to this Rasslerism as quickly as she did, I can't believe it. Something's going on in Miyazu, and I'm here to find out what it is. If you are sent to take out a Rassler, then we're on the same side. What are your current plans? We can't stay here very long, now that they know what we've done.
First things first, I got a question. Are you serious that it only took less than a month for that town to go to hell?
I am serious. Very suspicious, is it not?
That's a little fast.
Ever since Rassler showed up, things went, let's just say, not so well for the town. I think he's doing something to them, whether it be magic or not.
I wouldn't put it past him. He's a creep. He's a predator, and he needs to be stopped.
Indeed, he is a predator. How long have you known this Rassler? What can you tell me about him?
We kind of known him for a while, didn't we?
Well, yeah, we just kind of ran into him once on the road. And then...
whooping someone's ass.
Yeah.
When isn't he whooping someone's ass? What kind of man of this god does nothing but find pleasure in torturing people?
These are the questions we need to be asking.
This Mizuno Amari, she is a shrine maiden. From where?
What's he called again?
Great question.
Kaori Shrine.
Kaori Shrine. I'll look through the notes.
Yeah, that's what I was doing too.
You come all the way from Kaori Shrine. She really must not trust this Rassler. Good. This Rassler has a negative effect on the people of Shimada. The Omni Kami would be displeased to see what Rassler has done to their followers. As you all know, I am the Claw of Nimwa, a disciple, a monk that follows the path of the tiger. The great tiger spirit Nimwa guides me. And due to what he's done to my sister and the people of Miyazu, you can now call me Vengeance.
All right, I'm Holter of the Mug. Drinker of beers, smoker of pipes.
What about you? He looks at the rest of you. What are your names?
Bella Bogenheim, MC, Purest of Fires. Nice to meet you.
Yome. Period. What else do you want me to fucking tell him?
I don't know.
He already knows I'm a shrine maiden. Yeah. It's obvious.
And he looks at Roroy.
What about you?
I'm Roy, sir, Mr. Vengeance, sir.
You don't have to really call me Vengeance. That was just a play on words. My name's Toraki.
Oh, I apologize.
Don't call me sir. I'm not that much older than you. Unless you're really young, but with that mustache, I would guess you're in at least 25.
No, I'm 21.
Oh, I am not a sir to you. I'm not that much older than you. You're making me feel old.
You kind of
just show respect.
Talk like you're older.
It's just the way I sound. Is there a problem with that?
It's no problem.
Why y'all giving them guff, huh? What just now?
I'm just saying. It's not like you smoked a lot.
Got a pack of Marlboro back there.
Yeah.
Listen, this is how I talk. That's always been how I've talked. I have the strength of Nimue behind me. Perhaps that's why. I don't smoke, though. It's not my thing. We monks do not do such things.
But you drink.
Oh, yes, we do drink.
Okay.
There are different paths, but I am a disciple of the open hand. My sister, on the other hand, she has followed the path of the drunken master. She knows a thing or two about drinking. Yes, my sister is also a disciple of Nimue, a monk.
Oh, she knows about drinking, does she?
Plenty.
Well, interesting. Let's go
say no.
Huh?
No. I already know what you're thinking. No.
I'm saying we gotta save her. We gotta save the town.
Yeah. You don't want to save her?
I do want to save her.
No, we're Roy.
Oh.
I mean, yes, but you know, you know what I mean. You know how he is.
Oh, that's fair. I see what you were thinking.
I can't be a good purifier, right? Is that what you're saying?
Hero is not part of anything that you are.
I'll find out offensive.
So you're all purifiers as well, then. Interesting. Did you come across any Yaksha while you've been around town? I'm going to guess no.
Not around town, but we've seen plenty.
Well, for those here that are not sure about, or if you don't know much about Miyazu, you all know that at least the town is up against along the beach of Moritai's Maelstrom, a very dangerous place for Yaksha. These damned Rasslerism clerics and whatnot have found a way to subdue the Yaksha in an odd way I've never seen before. Can't say I trust them. I think they're up to no good, and we're here to find out what's going to happen with the town.
Have you seen them take down the Yaksha in this odd way?
I have, and it's not the way we typically take down a Yaksha.
I'm going to need you to elaborate. What exactly is it doing?
When they come across the Yaksha, they use some kind of magic to subdue it. And they've brought them all into the shrine, from what I am aware of. As far as what they do with the Yaksha in the shrine, I do not know. That's for us to find out, isn't it?
Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
Neither do I. What could mortals do with the Yaksha? There's nothing good about that damned corruption. Now,
no, absolutely not.
There are a couple options we have. Obviously, we can't wait around too long. Their friends are going to find out that the hounds have not returned and are stuck in a cave. They'll be on our tails within days. I say we infiltrate Miyazu and try to figure out what's going on. There is a way inside of the town that is not going through the main gates. Going through the main gates would be suicide. Now that the whole town is after you, I wouldn't trust any of the villagers there. Assume that they are being controlled by magics of some kind. So any villager you come across, attempt to hide from them, or you risk them warning the others about us. There is a way into the town, though. Along the beaches of Moritai's Maelstrom, there is a cove not far from here. Inside of the cove, we must take an underground water path, a tunnel. You'll have to swim. I hope you all know how to swim. You'll have to swim underneath this tunnel of this cove for at least 30 seconds. It will bring us into another tunnel that will lead to a cove within the walls of Miyazu. It's a path my sister and I took plenty of times before Rassler showed up. I've used it once or twice since Rassler arrived. They don't know about this cove yet. It's our best shot. Are you strictly here to take out Rassler, or are there other things you need to do for this Mizuno Amari?
Well, either take him out or bring him in.
Well, if we're going to find out what he is doing, I suggest we look for some clues and evidence of what's going on into town. There are three places in town that are typically open to the public. However, after everyone started turning their eyes to this wrestlerism. They've closed off three places, and I think these three sections we should inspect for any sort of clues of what may be going on. The first place is the town's food storage. There is a emergency food storage that they've closed off to the people, guarded, typically two guards at a time for each of these locations. They switch the guards once a day. So keep that in mind if that's what we're going to be doing. Food storage, I think we should search it and see what's going on in there. It's always open to everybody, but they've closed it off. Another section, not far from the storage, is the town's main water supply. They've closed that off as well. That is always supposed to be open to the public. I need to know what's going on there as well. Typically, there are two guards stationed there at any given time as well. And the last place I think we should inspect is the garden. Most of the garden is open to the public still. However, they've sectioned off the shack of the garden. I don't know what's going on in that shack, but I see these followers, these acolytes of wrestlerism go in and out of it, carrying odd boxes filled with things that I'd never seen before. We should see what's going on in that shack. However, as I just said, the guards are replaced daily. We can't spend too much time dilly-dallying. You're probably going to have to knock a guard or two out. Once we do that, they will know once the new guards come to take their place. I suggest, with there being five of us, this makes my job much easier. I say we split up once we're in Miyazu and we all take one of these locations, and meet back at the cove to discuss what we've found before we go to the shrine. What do you all think?
Splitting up, eh?
I know the town best, so I suggest I go to the garden alone. The four of you, though, should probably split up into groups of two. Not sure how good of a fighter you are, but you've proven yourselves to me just now. How you want to split up, that's up to you. I suggest splitting up because we're not going to have a lot of time once we're in there. We can cover more ground with us split up than all together. Also, it's harder for us to be spotted in smaller groups, don't you agree?
Oh, yes, that's fair.
Yes, but as a group so far, we haven't really worked separated, so we will do our best. We work best as a full, complete unit.
We are attached at the hip, aren't we?
A little bit, yeah.
I like that.
Skills and abilities complement one another. We also need the ability to heal each other. Well, no offense, but I just met you.
No offense taken. And this is why I suggest I go alone to one of these locations. I know that there are typically two guards at the town's water supply and at the food storage. Typically only one guy guards the garden that's sectioned off. I can go to the garden. I'm sure I can take on the guy there. Or if you want, you can go to the garden. One of the two of you can go. But I will say, the one that guards the garden is a much heftier individual than the others.
Okay. Well, Yome and I both have healing spells, so as long as we're with one of each of you, it should be okay.
Haraki looks at you, and he's going to step back for a moment. Give me 2 minutes. I need to gather some of my supplies here in this shack. I'll let the four of you speak about the plans once you're in Miyazu. He turns around, he goes into the shack, that 10x10 shack that's falling apart. He goes to pick up some of the supplies while you guys discuss what the fuck, splitting up, how you want to do it. You guys don't have to split up, but he did mention that, you know, you have a lot of ground to cover, three places to search. So up to how you all want to do it. I'll let you guys discuss.
I hate to say it, but he's got a point. We do have to split up if we want to cover all that ground before the guard shift change.
Okay. But if I die, it's on you. My blood's on your hands.
Oh, don't worry, I'll revive you.
Oh, so it's us then?
All right, what's the teams?
I'm not super sneaky or anything like that. So if that
neither is Leroy right now.
No, we know that.
I mean, to be fair, Yama, you have better healing skills, and you might need, you know, better healing skills to heal Leroy. Correct. He's been better lately. But we don't want to let our guard down.
If we get in some trouble, okay. The goal is to not get in trouble.
Correct.
Facts.
I think putting me and Holta together might be a bad idea,
though. I'm looking only cause only so much trouble, right?
That is true. That's so true. You're right. I don't even know why I was worried.
I feel like it should be Stella. It's either Stella and me or Stella and Roy, and then either me and Holta or whatever. Because you guys have sneakier, you guys are better at getting that. I just think that it might work out.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Stella, she runs up and jumps on the back of Roy's hamstring. Oh.
It's us.
She did shoot quick as hell.
Yep.
She said, say less. I don't need to go with Holta.
Holta just scratches his head, shrugs. All right, I guess it's you and me.
I guess it's us. I regret opening my mouth.
No, it'll be fine.
So, as you guys are discussing, Faraki comes back out of the shack. He's got a little pouch with him, and he looks at the four of you.
So, have you guys come up with who is going with who? I mean, I don't mind going with somebody, but so one of you will have to be alone. And I think that you all four are more accustomed to fighting along one another, so
I do not trust Holta to be alone.
Why? Yeah, you're probably right.
I definitely don't trust Roy to go in alone. He'll tell everybody everything.
Facts.
He'll be out there like, yeah, and then we took out a bunch of alkalites.
It was just that one person that he could trust, that he thought he could trust.
Well, it ended up being someone you could trust, but
it was Sagan.
It was singing, bro.
Yeah, both since me and Holta have disadvantage from drinking that shit too. We should be split up. That's a good idea. I just remember that too.
He looks at the four of you.
Because we be end up in the cult and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's facts. That's not a lie.
So who's going with who? I need to know.
It's me and Royce.
I'm with the fox.
Very good.
And that's where we'll end this episode of Taverns and Caverns. Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella. And you can follow me on Twitter at @BlazeNancyBrideKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Holta Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Truebone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Taverns of the Caverns Season 2. Until next time, take care.